Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Thursday, May 2nd, and we start with local news. At approximately 2:32 p.m. Yesterday afternoon, Columbia Fire and Rescue was dispatched to a commercial structure fire at a storage facility on Mainsail Drive. Upon arrival, crews found heavy smoke emitting from some of the storage units. Crews swiftly extinguished the blaze and cleared the scene. No injuries have been reported. The Columbia Fire Marshal's office is currently investigating the cause of the fire. A Murray County jury convicted Cameron Cunningham last week on multiple counts stemming from abuse of his infant child. A press release from District Attorney Brent Cooper's office stated that Cunningham was found guilty of two counts of aggravated child abuse, aggravated child neglect, aggravated child endangerment, and six counts of facilitation of aggravated child abuse. The charges stemmed from an incident in which Cunningham's four-month-old child suffered 16 bone fractures, including both femurs and multiple ribs. Cunningham is in custody, awaiting sentencing. I am blessed to have some of the best trial attorneys, victim witness coordinators, and support staff in the state of Tennessee. Add them to our dedicated law enforcement agencies, and we can be very effective at protecting our communities by locking up violent offenders, Cooper stated via his Facebook page. The nonprofit Hickman County for the Duck is calling on Governor Bill Lee to provide leadership and help in protecting the Duck River from potential overconsumption. In a press release and accompanying letter to the governor, Douglas E. Jones of Hickman County for the Duck cited the recent designation for the Duck River as the third most endangered river in America by the American River Association. The letter states that on March 15th, the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation approved Aquatic Resource Alteration Permit NRS 23.288, allowing Columbia Power and Water Systems to withdraw 32 million gallons of water per day from the Duck River at the border of Murray and Hickman counties. This amount of withdrawal alone is detrimental. However, there are also six other permits pending to remove higher volumes of water from the Duck, the release states. It continues, the Duck River reaches drought level every summer. During this time, the Duck River in Hickman County resembles a creek more so than a river. There are currently 18 endangered species in the Duck River in Hickman County. There have been no scientific studies conducted showing how these species will be protected when Columbia Power and Water Systems drains this portion of the Duck River, the release concludes. In the letter sent to Governor Lee, Jones states, your leadership as governor is urgently needed to save and preserve the Duck River from excessive withdrawal permits, which have been requested to support new industry and development. Jobs, housing, and development are important, but must not come at the expense of this important river. Growth must be balanced with preservation of the beauty and resources which draw people to Tennessee. Please act now before it is too late. Convene a working group to provide technical expertise on water management and conservation of the Duck River. Direct TDEC to develop a comprehensive watershed plan to the Duck River to manage its long-term and sustainable use proactively, and fund much-needed scientific studies to understand the flow needs of this river. These are the recommendations of the American Rivers Association and are a reasonable pathway to find solutions, the letter concluded. Besides the governor, the letter was also sent to three state senators, five state representatives, as well as TDEC Commissioner David Sawyer. The Murray County Budget Committee held a special called meeting to discuss department head proposals for the 2024-2025 fiscal year budget. The total cost of new employees in the proposed budget came to a total of $770,000. The commission approved the majority of positions requested by department heads, including the circuit court, which is in need of a chief deputy and two deputy clerks. Though additional help will be needed for the new Murray County Courthouse, which is on track to open in October, circuit court clerk Sandy McLean said the request was for several reasons. In September, a Fifth Circuit judge was appointed, McLean said. We had four circuit judges and now we have five, she said, also listing the new juvenile court magistrate. County Commission Chairman Eric Previti said additional staffing is needed for the growing county. We talk about growth being schools, but this is the only part of growth that we talk about at budget time, Pravitti said. Good growth brings bad growth, he said. Sheriff Bucky Rowland, who presented the sheriff's department's budget, did not request any additional positions this year. However, Rowland did request $335,518 for inmate meals. We had a very good contract that we had just bid out last year that we were really happy about. Just because a little clause was not placed in there that it could continue up to 5 years, we had to rebid it, Rowland said. The committee also approved a waste pickup litter grant, which was previously listed under the Solid Waste Department. Additional positions approved by the committee included an administrative assistant position requested by the Department of Emergency Operations and an animal intake coordinator for the Murray County Animal Shelter. The budget committee discussed the remaining county department proposals during a special called meeting on Monday, April 29th. All department budgets ultimately will have to be approved by the full county commission. Yesterday, Mount Pleasant High School was awarded the Ann Dallas Dudley Gold Award for its high level of voter registration. WKOM WKRM's Delk Kennedy stopped by the school and spoke to Secretary of State Trey Hargett and individual award winner Devania Benson.
This is Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This morning I'm at Mount Pleasant High School. I've just attended a ceremony where Mount Pleasant High School has received the Gold Award from the Tennessee Secretary of State, Trey Hargett, the Ann Dallas Dudley Gold Award, named in honor of Ann Dallas Dudley, who was pivotal over 100 years ago in bringing the right to women to vote in the United States, is the name of the award. And the Gold Award means that 100% of the eligible students, those who are 18 or older at Mount Pleasant High School, have been registered to vote. I've got with me Secretary Trey Hargett. The Secretary of State's office in Tennessee is responsible for the administration of elections. Secretary Hargett, can you talk to me about the importance of registering to vote and voting?
Well, first, I really need to give a lot of credit to Senator Hensley and Representative Capley for helping make sure we have the opportunity to do programs like this. And also, when you mentioned the significance of Ann Dallas Dudley and making sure that women had the right to vote, I think it's significant here at Mount Pleasant High School that the three student ambassadors we recognize are young women. So I think that's significant as well. You know, we just think that every citizen ought to participate in elections. It's how you make your voice heard. When you don't go vote, you turn over the keys of power of government to those that do. And so we're delighted these students have taken the first step in their journey of civic engagement by registering to vote. And we hope that they'll be regular voters as well.
Wow. And I'm speaking now with Devania Benson. She is the ambassador who has received an individual gold award for her efforts to register all of her fellow students who are eligible to vote. Devania Benson, congratulations.
Thank you so much. This is like a really big reward to me. This means a lot. I'm definitely going to remember this throughout my years in high school.
Tell me what it means to be registered to vote and actually go vote. Have you voted yet?
No, I am only a freshman, actually.
So you just registered people to vote. You're not eligible at this point.
No, sir. But I am going to whenever I am older so I can give us a better future for our state.
How did you get all your fellow students who are eligible to register to vote?
Honestly, it's all about just being nice to people and kindness and like telling them the benefits and the importance of it, because, you know, you're not going to jump into something you don't know about. So this is honestly a really big thing that you just really have to communicate about.
Absolutely amazing. Again, Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio, Mount Pleasant High School, with Secretary of State Trey Hargett, and with Devania Benson, the Mount Pleasant High School, and Devania Benson, particularly for her efforts in the voter registration drive. Mount Pleasant High School has received the award from the Secretary of State, the Ann Dallas Dudley Award, for registering 100% of eligible students here in Mount Pleasant High School to vote. And Secretary of State, only about 30 schools statewide have done this?
33 schools statewide achieved the gold level designation. But I hope the adults in this community here, she's 15 years old, and she's taking an active role in making this community better. That'll be a call to arms for every citizen in this community to go get registered to vote, participate in their elections. If she can make that effort, and these other two young ladies can make the effort to get their fellow students registered, business leaders can, nonprofit leaders can, every head of household can.
Absolutely amazing. Again, Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio, Mount Pleasant High School, the Gold Award from Secretary of State Trey Hargett to Mount Pleasant High School, and a particular award to Devania Benson for registering her fellow students to vote. 100% of eligible voters at Mount Pleasant High School registered to vote. Devania, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Santa Fe Unit School was also a recipient of the Ann Dallas Dudley Award. Delk Kennedy also paid Santa Fe a visit and spoke to valedictorian Aniston Slaughter and salutatorian Cannon Rogers about the honor.
This is Elk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, I'm at the Santa Fe Unit School, where Secretary of State Trey Hargett has just awarded the Ann Dallas Dudley the Gold Award for registering 100% of students to vote. I'm talking to the two students here who made it happen, who persuaded their fellow students to register to vote. I'm speaking with Aniston Slaughter. She is the valedictorian this year of Santa Fe Unit School. Aniston, how was it getting your fellow students to vote?
I mean, it was pretty easy, just making sure everybody got their work done. They take initiative from me, Cannon, and my dad, Jonathan Slaughter, who is our teacher of that class pretty well, so everybody got that done pretty easily.
What does registering to vote and voting mean to you?
Just means getting to use our freedom here in the United States of America and being able to vote and put in our perspective of who we should believe should be in office and all of those beautiful, amazing things that come from this country.
Fantastic. I'm also talking with Cannon Rogers, who is the salutatorian this year at Santa Fe Unit School. And Cannon, you were one of the ones who went out and made it happen, got your fellow students to register to vote. How did that go?
Well, it was not too bad. Pretty easy, honestly. Most of the time, it just came down to reminding people what has to be done. Sometimes the simplest pushes are the ones that hit the hardest.
What does registering to vote and voting mean to you?
It means everything. It's the chance to choose who you want to lead us. So throughout history, people weren't allowed to choose who they wanted. They just kind of were stuck with whoever was in power at the time. But we were the first country to come along and do that and keep it consistently. Greek used to do that, but then they got taken over. We were the first one to be able to do it and keep it growing for as long as we have.
Absolutely amazing. Again, Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio, Santa Fe Unit School. I'm talking with Aniston Slaughter, valedictorian, one of the persons who worked hard to get her fellow students to register to vote. I'm also talking with Cannon Rogers. Folks, congratulations on your awards.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The Spring Hill Planning Commission met on Monday, April 22nd for its monthly work session and discussed potentially rezoning approximately 126.5 acres of Malin Moore Road for the construction of 213 single-family homes. The request, which was submitted by Anderson Delk Epps & Associates, requests rezoning from Rural Residential and Agricultural District to Single Family District with a conservation design overlay. The proposed development, which is located west of Malin Moore Road and east of Jackson Road, would develop at roughly 50 lots per year beginning in 2026. The property would include several amenities, including a pool, community gardens, an open space farming area, and multi-use trails. Alderman Matt Fitterer brought up concerns regarding neighborhood access to the amenities. With the placement, we're almost forced it to be drivable instead of walking to the neighborhood pool. So I'd be open to seeing some other suggestive placements of it to incorporate it more into the neighborhood, he said. Joe Epps with Anderson Delk Epps & Associates said the placement was due to the development being a conservation subdivision or a cluster subdivision. With the theme of it being a conservation subdivision, leaving the areas between the lots is more of a natural state, he said. According to the Spring Hill Comprehensive Plan, conservation subdivisions are an alternative to conventional residential lot designs. Designers identify land resources worthy of conservation to design development in a way which preserves those resources. Following discussions, citizens expressed their concerns over the proposed development during public comments. Resident Bridget Ward cited safety concerns along Jackson Road, which would serve as a second point of access. We know that Jackson Road is a Murray County road, and I've already talked to some commissioners who have some concern with that, Ward said. That is our concern, that the road will not be accessible at all, and it's going to affect our rights as property owners, she said. Ken Lovelace, who lives on Malin Moore Road, said he was worried about the traffic study, which was done 2 years ago. We've built two schools and are about to finish a third in the last 2 years, he said. Staff requested many items be addressed by the applicant prior to the submittal of a full plan application, including a traffic impact study conducted by the city's third-party contractor. Due to the item being a planned development, it would require approval from the city's Board of Mayor and Aldermen as well. The Planning Commission's next voting meeting is scheduled for Monday, May 13th. Altium Cells, in partnership with multiple organizations, planted 300 trees during its Earth Week celebrations, putting a green border around the facility, which has been under construction for over 2 years. On April 10th, volunteer crews began planting 8-foot and 18-foot locally grown native shade trees atop the berms surrounding the 2.8 million square foot building to provide a natural buffer between the factory and Highway 31. This is the third year that Altium Cells has planted trees, and this year we're planting native tree species like sugar maple, persimmon, black gum, white oak, poplar, and birch, said Matt Phillips, Altium Cells Spring Hill environmental engineer. Planting a wide variety of native trees promotes biodiversity in the area and will support our ecosystem's need for birds, insects, and other organisms. In addition, the trees help embrace the local environment and restore the landscape. The tree planting continued through Earth Day when Altium Cells partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of South Central Tennessee to provide hands-on Earth Day educational activities. Students learned about the importance of native tree species and helped plant approximately 116 inch trees, which will provide shade and greenery for years to come. We're thankful to the people of Spring Hill, Columbia, and Murray County for supporting us during the construction process. We're committed to beautifying our grounds, and we believe this event is a great start to bringing more greenery to our site, said Krista Sottles, Altium Cells plant director in Spring Hill. Young Duke Kim, Altium Cells regional director, addressed the company's goal of sustainability. Altium Cells believes in increasing sustainability at a global scale. Our battery cells and manufacturing process contribute to a cleaner environment and atmosphere. We also believe in acting locally, Kim said. This Earth Day, we planted hundreds of trees around our site with our valued company and community partners, and we look forward to continuing this practice in the years to come, he said. Altium Cells will continue hiring for all positions through 2024. Interested applicants can review the open positions by visiting www.altiumcell.com. The City of Columbia is proud to proclaim May 2024 as Foster Care Awareness Month. Tennessee Kids Belong is part of the America's Kids Belong family, a nonprofit focused on three key areas: family recruitment, community engagement, and coalitions for change. They work to improve the experiences and outcomes for kids in foster care in Tennessee and aim to make all 95 counties in Tennessee foster-friendly communities. Tennessee Kids Belong empowers people to recognize that regardless of one's occupation, skill set, and life stage, they can impact the lives of children in foster care. Learn more and how you can show your support by visiting www.americaskidsbelong.org/states/TN. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Shirley Ann Davis Quarter, 78, a resident of Murfreesboro, died Monday, April 29th at Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford. A memorial service will be conducted on Friday, May 3rd at 11 a.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, with John Vaughn officiating. The family will visit with friends on Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer, and why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have a mix of sun and clouds today with a high of 87 degrees. Winds will be out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect clouds with rain developing after midnight. The low will be 66 degrees with light and variable winds. There is a 70% chance of rain overnight. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular schedule cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
This is Bob Kessling with Pat Ryan. It's a beautiful day for digging. The backhoe operator has the engine running and is moving into position. He's heading for the ground. He's in there. Wait, there's a flag on the play. Let's get out of the field for the call from our official.
Illegal procedure on the digging team.
Oh, that penalty could cause a costly accident.
That's right, Bob. He needs to call before he digs. There's underground utility lines that could be hiding just below the surface. Water, sewer, electrical, communication lines, and even natural gas.
Avoid a penalty by first calling 811 to have any underground public utility lines located and marked with flags or paint.
It's free, it's easy, and it's the law.
For more tips, visit pipesafety.org. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and the Tennessee Gas Association, funded in part by a grant from the Underground Utility Damage Enforcement Board.
Here we go.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. Your hometown source for news and information. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Throughout the month of May, the Tennessee Department of Education invites all Tennesseans to celebrate Teacher Appreciation Month, Week, and Day, proclaimed by Governor Bill Lee. Additionally, the department launched the Year of Tennessee Teachers campaign, highlighting teachers for shaping the minds of the over 1 million K-12 students across the state to ensure they have access to high-quality education and are successful in the classroom, workforce, and life. The Year of Tennessee Teachers campaign will spotlight and recognize teachers who have been nominated by their peers and are going above and beyond the call of duty, wearing many hats, to meet and support the needs of all students. Teachers from all areas of Tennessee will be featured on the department's social media channels to further celebrate the important work they are doing in the classrooms, districts, and communities. Teachers have a significant impact on our students, mentoring and leading them to success in and outside the classroom, said Lizette Reynolds, Commissioner of Education. I want to personally thank all Tennessee teachers for their daily passion and dedication to helping their students learn and be all they can be, she said. The department will be promoting Teacher Appreciation Month on their social media channels, highlighting Teacher Appreciation Week May 6th through the 10th and Teacher Appreciation Day on May 7th. Tennesseans can join the conversation and share why they love their current or previous teachers on social media using hashtag TNSupportsTeachers. Furthermore, current Tennessee teachers are encouraged to share why they love teaching using hashtag WhyTeachTN. This legislative session, Governor Lee and the Tennessee General Assembly continued their steadfast support of Tennessee teachers by providing an additional $125 million for teacher pay raises. This investment supports the state's commitment to increase the minimum starting teacher salary to $50,000 by 2027. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Minutes matter when you call 911 for a heart attack, and Murray Regional Health is ready to care for you. Utilizing the state-of-the-art cardiac cath lab at Murray Regional Medical Center, our team of expert cardiologists and experienced clinical professionals are equipped to investigate heart conditions quickly and perform life-saving interventional procedures. Go to murrayregional.com/heart to learn more. And remember, always dial 911 when you or someone near you is experiencing heart attack symptoms. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. From August 1st through the 4th, Vince Gill will return to the Ryman Auditorium for the return of his solo multi-night residency series, which last occurred at Country Music's Mother Church in 2022. During his 2022 residency, the 22-time Grammy-winning superstar performed for a total of roughly 10,000 people for 4 hours a night, playing a total, encores included, of somewhere in the range of 120 songs. I get to play there with just me and a guitar in the room, Gill said. When I play, I get this spiritual kind of rush that flushes my entire body, he said. Tickets for the series of events will be available by visiting www.ryman.com starting on May 3rd. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today. I'm Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. It's always there for you. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.